Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Caglione, Caglione, Caglione is how John Morosi said it. Guy speaks like seven languages and tried to give the actual Italian descent. Jack Caglione, debut last night, 0 for 5. Two of the hardest hit balls in the sport last night, two of the hardest hit balls in the game. So for all you haters out there, go somewhere else.
How'd our boy Caglione do last night?
Did somebody say that?
Yeah, sweet, dude.
Was that on the text line?
It was. Yeah, sweet.
Kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. I mean, good job out of you, but I mean, like, you're going to, like, make a decision on a guy based on one game?
You want him to do well?
See, that's a great way to phrase it. I was trying to think of
some
how
people
to...
Do.
We want him to do well, right?
Some people get so much joy in people's agony. It's disgusting.
Oh, it really is. But, like, if you're listening to this show in particular, like, why are you rooting against Jack Caglione? You come here to be part of a community, right?
Mm. Yep.
And that's what we are. We're part of a sports community. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. We want to see the Royals and Chiefs do good, right? Mm-hmm. We want to see the stadium talk over.
Right? Yes.
Like, there's a lot of things we're all in agreement on. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to this, I would guess
like
90%
should be washed. Can you see that?
Well, tell Carrington. I mean, good Lord, it's got the old company logo on it. How long that thing been sitting there? I mean,
more time.
I mean, that's disgusting. I guarantee you, Carrington's drinking out of that every day too.
Sure.
There's no question. Absolutely.
There's more chapstick around the rim of that glass than there is in my tube of chapstick.
I mean, yeah. There's no question. I mean, that. God, I don't want to get in on that.
Take a drink out of that.
Just like that. Give me $500.
Okay, that's a good dinner.
Yeah. Give me $500. That'll pay for the weekend in Detroit to watch the Tigers.
Do I smell it?
Yeah. No, okay. Does it smell? Oh, my God.
Like, it's like a margarita in the rocks, but it's chapstick.
You know what? If you move that glass, Carrington will come in here and go, who washed my glass? Glass has been washed! Is washed!
I don't know, Carrington. That glass seems like you just like...
I don't know. Cag's been 0 for 5, man. I think he's washed.
How about that glass, Carrington? Be nice if it was washed. Hey, Rob, get in here and wash this glass.
Yeah. Is that glass Travis Glassy?
So before we get into the lightning bolt into the lineup that was Jack Caglione. Thank you. I'll sit back on that one. That was wild severe weather last night.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I headed out of town, I'm getting text messages like, you know, whatever. And like I said, I called my buddy Jeremy yesterday. And I'm like, hey,
did
man.
Did you watch that in the rearview mirror, too?
I got out of there ahead of that. Okay. I was about an hour out. And I called my buddy Jeremy, who was coming over to check on the dogs at the crib. Shout out to him. Thank you very much. He's like, he answers his phone. hey, man, how's everything going? Bro, I'm on the highway. It's yellow and green. Tornado sirens are going off. I'm like, dude, get to the house.
Well, you get in the basement. You only can go as fast as you can, right?
Right. And so then you hear, I go to our sister station, 98.1, because at one point somebody teased a tornado on this station, and they didn't tell us, and we got an email from our old boss. Shout out to Mr. Hanson. He was like, yeah, next time that happens, everybody go to 98.1 KMBZ because the EAS was going off during Carrington show. And I'm like, EAS? And then it's, tornado warning has been in effect for the counties of Johnson, Jackson, whatever. And so it seemed like a scary situation. It seems like there was one that touched down at the stadiums. They said there was a port-a-john that went flying.
It got a port-a-john. It did. It knocked over a port-a-john yesterday.
We'll always remember that port-a-john.
I know we will. And then the jokes kind of made themselves yesterday with the stadium and the tornado. I mean, it was just like, could you have said
then we
Dusty,
had to have
Dusty? Oh, yeah.
It's a crappy situation, man. Yeah.
But everybody's like, oh, they're going to get the stadiums torn down and not have to pay for it. And all, like, I mean, it was just insane.
It was just
with the
stale crap getting blown all over it.
Great. Oh, man.
It was nice.
Yeah,
was
peace nice. Out with the port-a-john flying by. But, so anyway, now maybe tornadoes will touch down there in a couple of years and have nothing to hit.
Well.
I mean, it's going to be obvious. There's going to be nothing to hit out there. The Royals are obviously not staying out there. It doesn't. I mean, the Chiefs a year ago said we need $800 million in renovations. Now they're telling the state $1.15 billion in renovations.
The economy. There's a lot of prices going up.
50% increase.
I remember coming here and this sandwich cost 59 cents.
That's right.
Well, this place hasn't been built since 2014, but okay.
Yeah, but this is in 1 year it went up $250 million.
That's insane.
You know what we're not going to do? We're not going to put that grass down anymore. We need a dome.
Is that how you negotiate contracts? Well, last year I made
exactly.
this,
but
it's been a year, so I'm going to need half that plus more. But there was definitely that. There was also a jolt and a strike of lightning in that lineup. This is Bobby Witt Jr. on MLB Network last night in postgame.
What can you tell me about welcoming Jack to the show?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just the guy he is, just coming in the clubhouse today, and then just kind of sparks us, gets us going, and just his presence in the box. He's a big leaguer, and just seeing him, just batting practice, everything, and just seeing him in the game. Yeah, definitely, he's going to help us.
That sounds like a happy Bobby.
Mm-hmm. That didn't even sound like Bobby.
No, that sounds different than how you ever, now. Again, he had himself a game. 4 RBIs, 2-for-4, hit the bomb in the first inning. The first pitch he saw, he took deep to the left field bleachers, or I guess left center bleachers, right off the bat. But again, listen to that.
What can you tell me about welcoming Jack to the show?
You can hear him smiling.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just the guy he is, just coming in the clubhouse today, and then just kind of sparks us, gets us going, and just his presence in the box, he's a big leaguer. And just seeing him, just batting practice, everything, just seeing him in the game, yeah, definitely he's going to help us.
And it's different than Rave coming up. It's different than Lofton coming up. Those guys are, good additions to your
give
roster.
Give Lofton credit, though, last night for getting that rally started,
hit
man.
That bomb,
he hit that home run to make it 7-3. I'm like, whoop-de-doo.
Cool.
Oh, hey, that opened everything for us.
And then, those guys are, big leaguers. But when a guy like Caglione walks in, 6'5", 250, size 17 foot, that's a presence that you can feel. That's a presence that you see on the field. Like, when you go see him at the K, you will know exactly when eventually he does trot out to right field or first base. You will know. It is that evidently obvious. And last night, we talked about this, the only guy to not get a hit was Caglione, but the guy that hit the two hardest balls in the game was Jack Caglione. And we almost saw him go yammers in his first at-bat in the top of the second. And then it was either that or it was going to be a double off the wall. And, he didn't look lost at the plate. It didn't look like the moment was too big.
No.
The walk-up that he had for his first at-bat got a great ovation from the crowd and took the deep breath and then smoked at 98.4 to the right center field gap. And if you think about that, like, if that's where his power alley is, going to see a lot of doubles and a lot of home runs in Kauffman.
Well, in Kauffman Stadium, yeah, absolutely, because those are the big power alleys out there. And look, the Jack Caglione experiment yesterday, 0-for-5, people will look at that and complain because that's the way people are. But Jack Caglione's call-up had the Royals win a game yesterday, and I am 100% convinced that if Jack Caglione's not on that team yesterday, they don't win that ball game. They especially don't come back because they were scuffling, and he gave them – I mean, you mentioned, Bobby, and you could hear him smile. My professor in college, Tom Hedrick, shout out, happy 90th birthday, Parrot. He used to say all the time, smile when you talk, right? Smile when you talk. Try it yourself. Smile when you're talking, and it just sounds so much better than when you're grumpy and you're not in a good mood. But when you're happy and you're smiling and you're letting that emotion show, it sounds better. And you hear that in Bobby. Just by having Jack in the lineup and his presence in that locker room gave those guys a shot of adrenaline. And, you know, we'll talk about the pitching here in just one second, but that was JJ's money quote yesterday. We got a lot of good pitching. We don't want to go and waste this right now. And that's what they were doing, essentially, for the first 2 months of the season, especially the last 2 weeks. They were taking this pitching staff that's been dominating and going out there and losing games and not doing what they should be doing because they couldn't find a way to get runs. And they got to the point of, like, we're tired of wasting this pitching staff. And some guy at The Athletic ranked every pitcher in Major League Baseball, which sounds like a hell job. Ugh. But four Royals are in the top 100. And three are in the top 50. You've got Bubich at 11, or I'm sorry, Reagan's at 11, mm-hmm. Bubich at 44, Lugo at 49, Walk at 96. I mean, you got yourself.
Cags is at one?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I will say this, I'm not a huge Whit Merrifield fan anymore based on the way that things ended here in Kansas City, but I want to tip my cap to Whit Merrifield yesterday. Because he had one of the best tweets with a picture of Cags. He goes, best pitcher the Royals ever drafted out of the University of Florida.
Wow.
Because him and Singer have got that related. Well done.
That's cool.
Yeah, well done. Wit's out of baseball now. I guess he's trying to resurface on X, and what a great day to do it was yesterday, right? I thought that was a great tweet by Whit Merrifield. Tip of the cap to you, yes. My friend. Very nicely done. But you don't want to waste this pitching, as JJ said. You've got three pitchers in the top 50 in baseball, according to The Athletic. You can't continue to waste that. And that's what the Royals were doing. And they realized, we're done. We're done wasting this. We've got to infuse this lineup. And that's what they did. And even he went 0-for-5. Everybody else got hits. They came back from a 5-run deficit. They scored, 8 unanswered runs. Mm-hmm. And they won a game that they do not win if Jack Caglione's not on this team.
Yeah, and it was just insane to watch. I mean, literally the first pitch Bobby Witt Jr. saw, he said, hold my beer, kid. And then Vinny Pasquantino, his mentor, his guy, his big brother, said, here's how you do it in a clutch situation. Two outs, you hit a rip down the alley, and you get this game tied. And then Salvador Perez, the guy that he idolized, who he hit behind, says, here's how you take the lead in a clutch situation as a big hitter. Boom. 8-7. How you doing? Game over. And they end up winning 10-7. There was also some other good. Are we comfortable and cool with the Estevez yet? Guy seems like he's locked that role up pretty well.
Yeah, I think so.
I know he's kind of a fringe, like, people watch him like, I can never be comfortable with the Estevez in there. Looks like he's really come into that role as your closer, the lights out guy. The one negative last night was Michael Lorenzen. Mm. So what a lot of people might want to see, which I think could be a possibility, is Noah Kamer tonight going out there and shoving. Because Noah Kamer pitches tonight, and then Colt Reagan's pitching Thursday, and something's got to move. So somebody goes down in the bullpen and Lorenzen moves in the bullpen, and then Noah Kamer is the equivalent to Jack Caglione to a pitching staff that's already been there, number two in the league in ERA.
Yeah, and my friend Jim texted me yesterday. He goes, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're moving Lorenzen's ass to the bullpen, and we're putting Cameron in the rotation. And it's a brilliant move, and I love that move, and I'm all in favor of that move. And I'm like, yeah, that's a no-brainer, right? I think that's where it has to be, unless Cameron gets lit up tonight for whatever reason. I'm like, well, maybe we should send him back down. But here's the situation. Lorenzen has shown you, as much as Jack Caglione showed you he was ready for Major League Baseball, I think Mike Lorenzen showed you last night he's probably more ready for the bullpen than he is to be in that starting role. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not being negative or anything like that. That's seeing what each player is best suited for on the team. And that's the job of the GM and the manager. Put your players in the best positions to be successful. Mm-hmm. And I think right now, Michael Lorenzen may be most successful coming out of the bullpen because you have an option. It's mm-hmm. You're not using him anymore because you don't have an option. You have Noah Kamer right now. Big start for him tonight. Go out there, continue to do what you've been doing these last four starts, and then when they activate Cole Reagans or whatever they decide to do from a pitching standpoint, then they can decide if they want, or I guess they've already activated Cole Reagans, but you know what I'm saying. Like mm-hmm. what they ultimately need to do from a rotational standpoint, whatnot, you can easily move Lorenzen to the bullpen and put Noah Kamer in your starting rotation, and I think you got better in both places by doing that.
Yeah, not only that, he can go to the bullpen and throw harder because he's not throwing as long. Yep. Plus, if you don't have Hunter Harvey, he's still questionable. Let him be the Hunter Harvey role, and then when Urseg comes back, you go Lorenzen, Urseg, and Estevez.
Yeah, what's up with Harvey?
He's still lingering injuries. Yeah.
He's a baseball player.
It's been
player.
A minute since I've heard about him.
Well, so, yeah, baseball players lingering. We'll see in February. I mean, type geez, stuff.
You talk about saying seven bad. For a smile. Before we get into one word, this is from the 913. That tornado couldn't even touch down at Arrowhead, that stadium. That tornado's washed.
One word.
First name is Slay, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three. Name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Take it away, Mac Morey. Let us know what we're supposed to be pondering, thinking on One Word today.
Let's start with the lead, baby. One word on Jack Caglione's debut last night.
Important. Important because it led to, I think, the most important win of the season so far. So I'm going to say important.
Futuristic. I mean, I like that lineup you saw last night. India, Bobby, Garcia, Vinny, Sal, Pat, Caglione. I'm cool with that. Lofton after that. Give me that lineup for the futuristic move for the Royals. I'm sure that will make Q's life a little bit easier as well, as he'll join us at 9 o'clock here. But, yeah, futuristic, because if Caglione is doing that for 0 for 5, not looking lost, not striking out, not chasing, not doing anything, hitting the two hardest balls in the game, future's bright, baby.
Well, that brings me to tonight, which is in the future. One word on Caglione tonight after that 0 for 5 debut.
Normal. This is now you just go back to your normal life. We were talking about it during the break. I got a swim meet tonight, and you know, everybody's got life and doing all that kind of stuff.
Inside,
last
outside.
Night was the it's outside, the okay. Summer swim. Yeah, well, yeah, outside. But I think it's normal now. Now it's just a baseball game, right? And that's the way we have to approach it. We can't every moment watch this guy, because then that pressure gets to everybody too. It's normal. It's a baseball game. It's Wednesday night, St. Louis versus Kansas City. Go out there, do your thing. Maybe you get your first hit tonight. Maybe you don't. We'll see what happens. But now we get to the normalcy of this.
Electric. Plus 650 tonight on a home run anytime for Jack Caglione. He's hitting the ball hard at this level. Like, it's not like he popped out, not like he dudded out. He was locked in last night, just had some misfortunes. But electric is tonight, because the last time he went 0 for 5 was in AAA. The next night he went 3 for 5. He went 0 for 5 yesterday. Ready to see how this kid bounces back on the major league level.
I doubled down tonight. I got him for a homer again.
Better
Let's go.
It.
Yeah, I'm not backing down yet. One word on Noah Cameron tonight. We mentioned the rotation, Lorenzen possibly maybe moving back to the bullpen if Noah Cameron does well in his fifth start. One word, Noah Cameron tonight.
Big, because if he goes out there and shoves, you don't have to worry about putting Lorenzen in the bullpen. If he struggles, then that makes people think a little bit.
Opportunity, just like Jack Caglione. This is Noah Cameron again put up in a situation where not so much your team's in a losing skid, because the last time he was in there, he was going out there to stop the losing streak and to go be a starter and get a win. Did so. This is a game in which, hey, man, a guy last night basically gave you a route to the starting rotation where you can be locked in on this roster and you don't have to go back to Omaha. So this is an opportunity start for Noah Cameron. You go out there and, like Bob said, shove and give this team whose bullpen got taxed last night. You give this bullpen seven innings. You show your manager, you show your skipper that you can be a starting pitcher in this rotation, and you mean to tell me that this Noah Cameron kid might be that truth that we seek? And you've got Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Cameron, Bubich. Hi, Caglione. Ever since Caglione's been alive, they're averaging 10. Opportunity knocks, man. Go get it. Not kick the damn door down, Cameron.
Yeah, either way, that's a topic tomorrow. As you mentioned, he shoves tonight. We talk about the possibility of that. He doesn't. What's next?
Yeah.
One word over to the gridiron. Chiefs OTAs today. They've been having them all week. Media availability today. We will hear Andy Reid speak, plus among other players.
Looking forward to the challenge of the season.
Of course.
We know they're all well-coached teams.
Looking forward to the challenge of the August heat in St. Joe. You can, like, feel your pores open. You can hear them.
God. You're not wrong. When you said that, the
it's like those plants that scream when they're cut. You can, like, right when you get on the, like, towards the field, like,
Yeah,
we're about to sweat, dude.
You're about to get some Fremunda cheese on National Cheese Day.
Oh. Is that what it is today?
Today's National Cheese Day. Jeez. Yeah.
Ah, cheese.
One word on Chiefs OTA.
Booty. Oh. Did you see Travis shake his booty yesterday on the practice field? He came up like he was limping. And then just got down and kind of shook his booty a little bit. I'm like, yeah, Travis! I want to come in every Monday morning this season and just love up Travis Kelce in a way like we've never loved him up before. I don't care what he does on the field. I just want to see stuff like that, the fun side of Travis Kelce, because that was great. I how many times I watched Travis Kelce shake his booty on the practice? A lot. I am so excited to see. I may be more excited to watch Travis Kelce this year than I am the team.
I have no ass, so I can't do that. But one word on the OTAs. Next. So next season starts. We're getting the team together. We're drawing up a little bit, trying to get the formations down and everything. Next. Let's go. Get back to winning that division. Get back to trying to get that one seed and get back to trying to get to that Super Bowl. Where's the Super Bowl at this year? San Francisco? Let's get back to the Bay and go try to take another one down while you have still Mahomes and Kelce and Andy Reid all together one last time.
Is that really where it is again?
San Fran.
We'll make sure and
that's why you know we ain't going this year.
Well, I mean, I'm just not getting up at 1 a.m. to sit right now.
It's 3 o'clock, and we're in the fourth hour of the show. Kill me, dude. What are we doing with all this time?
There's literally nobody here but us.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Rome.
Yeah. Binder.
Look at these guys doing morning radio in the row.
Michael Bay, Jason Bay, Chicks at Bay. Go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, we'll make Kelce's last season special for sure here. One word over to the NBA. One word, Tom Thibodeau fired from the New York Knicks. Their best season in 25 years. His best season with their team, obviously, in the last few years with him. One word on Tibbs being fired.
Worthless position. There's nothing more worthless in sports than an NBA coach. This guy drags KAT across the finish line, gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. For the first time in 25 years, take care.
Thin, right? It was thin, kind of like his hairline. Hmm. I would hire Thibodeau today if he went to X and said, new year, new me, new look, and he was just bald. I bet that great. Guy gets he's it. He's ready.
Are the jobs filled yet?
No. Phoenix. He'll probably get a job.
He's already been in Phoenix, right?
He's been in Phoenix. I don't know if he's been in Phoenix.
You mean like the interview for the job already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's already there.
What happens to Tibbs. This happened to Tibbs in Chicago. He had his best season. He was fired the year after. He is the guy, for whatever reason, who seems like he can bring you to the precipice but can't quite break you through. So.
Is Stephen A. going to coach the Knicks?
Oh, is that the big announcement today? Because he has a big announcement today.
Apparently, Jay Wright is who Knicks fans want.
Why?
Because they're all Nova players.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Why. I get you on that one. That makes a lot of sense. But I was like, what has Jay Wright done in the NBA? Who's made the transition from college to the NBA successfully, right?
Brad Stevens.
But he's no longer coaching, right?
No, he's a great coach, though. It was a success.
Yeah.
He was. It's like Caglione in AAA. He was too good that he could do better at the next level, so they made him the GM.
Brad Stevens.
You don't need to coach anymore, dude. We get it. You took Butler to the Final Four in the National Championship. You took Boston from the down age to back in, and why don't you start running things a little bit more importantly?
But like Billy Donovan, I guess you could say, sort of a success to get Oklahoma City kind of to where they were. It just doesn't work in basketball. No. You don't see a lot of those guys go from college to the pros.
Rick Pitino.
Yeah, he stunk in the pros for Boston anyway.
Yes.
I would love to see the Knicks go out and rehire Jeff Van Gundy just for entertainment purposes, right?
Yes, I would love that.
But it's probably going to be Michael McDonald from Denver, right?
It's going to be Mike Malone.
You know, you're going to have that guy.
I think he is from he's from that area.
Does that matter?
I don't know.
In Michigan, clearly it does, according to, God, I have a Michigan man.
Well, Meta World Peace wants to be the next Knicks coach. One word on Meta World Peace.
Awesome. Yeah, I got his number on the phone. We can call him.
Oh, let's call him.
I mean, absolutely.
You ever seen a coach fight somebody besides Juwan Howard?
Yeah, right, yeah. You want to know where I am on who the Knicks hire? I want entertainment value.
Charles Oakley.
Fantastic. Yeah, he's talking trash on Ewing. I mean, that would be great.
Oh, man. Have Charles Oakley be the coach. Have John Starks be the assistant coach.
Oh, God. Give the Spike glory Lee days GM. Back. People would love that for about 10 minutes, right?
Let Spike Lee be the mascot.
Yes.
Let Timothée Chalamet be the GM.
The Knicks your Brad odds, Stevens. Mike Malone 1-1 to get the job, right?
Makes sense.
Jay Wright plus 150. Van Gundy 6-1. Somebody like named Chris Quinn 7-1. And here we get to the nobody's ever heard of yous. Taylor Jenkins 8-1. Danny Hurley 9-1.
Well, there it is.
What do you think of that one?
If he ain't going to LA, he ain't going to New York.
Rick Brunson 12. himself, though. I just move him over. It's closer to
Connecticut.
It is. He's a Jersey guy,
and that
matters, but it's not moving.
Well, you know? And you're not going to LeBron and Luka, who are like, don't yell at me. These New York players were just yelled at for 3 years by Tibbs, and they liked Tibbs. Apparently,
they did, and that's the thing.
I was surprised.
Well, Leon Rose probably didn't like him.
Yes.
And they got rid of him. So other guys on the list, Mike Brown, who gets every job. Mark Jackson wouldn't be a bad one.
Oh, that'd be fun. That's entertaining.
Former Nick, entertaining, you know, former coach. Didn't he win a championship at Golden State?
No, they didn't. Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr's won all of them out there.
There's like a Reddit about, did Steve Kerr really get credit or does Mark Jackson get credit?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like Tony Dungy got fired in Tampa. They hired Gruden. He won the Super Bowl because he had to play his former team.
How many times does it happen? And then you see them get their own players and they you know, stink.
And they're not good.
And they're not very good.
Yeah, Roy won with Matt Doherty's guys, but then he won with his own guys.
He did eventually.
So I'll give Roy that. His first championship in North Carolina was not.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, Bruce Weber is the perfect guy for that. Was great at Southern Illinois, then won with Roy's guy, or won with Southern. Bill's guy, and at Illinois after he left Southern, and then was good at K-State with
Frank Martin.
Frank Martin's guys. And when they left, then, Bruce Weber was that guy, too.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.